The Juno Assembly has been sifting through 26 project requests, totaling more than $126 million. But they'll have to pare it down, as the sales tax extension would generate less than $47 million. In the meantime, the public has been weighing in on which projects should make the cut.
Our emails have been alight with comments. Lots and lots of folks writing in.
That's Finance Committee Chairman Jesse Kiel. The Assembly has heard a lot of competing proposals, and this month ranked their top 12 projects by ballot. The finance office scored the results.
We had staff put this together from weighted rankings just to give us a unified starting point. From here, the committee may go a dozen different directions when we get down to the voting, but at least we have one place to start from.
That list was released on Tuesday. Assembly members highly ranked upkeep of city-owned buildings, maintenance for the downtown swimming pool, and the city's water and wastewater treatment plants. Other projects that performed well were upgrades for Centennial Hall and the Rainforest Recovery Center at the hospital. Those that didn't rank at all include a city-subsidized childcare initiative. They also passed over sales tax funding for the city's downtown Seawalk that's been funded mostly by marine passenger fees. Finance Director Bob Bartholomew notes the committee hasn't assigned dollar amounts to specific projects. The committee is expected to tackle that task when it meets on Thursday.
They'll definitely need to have committee votes on, you know, which projects they want to move to the ballot and then how much money they want allocated to each project.
The Assembly will hold a public hearing before it finalizes its list. Then it will be up to voters to decide in October whether to extend the 1% sales tax. The Assembly is expected to propose the ballot question later this summer. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.